Hi, this is Sherry from Essential Spending Planner. Does your finances look as screwy as this? This is an article by David Wright, founder of the Spending Planners Institute. And it's this podcast is the first of seven. It's the introduction to the six expense types, which is a free mini course. I trust that you will start to have clarity of the importance of how to organize your spending. As David said, I was scrounging around in my shed and I was thinking, I reckon every bloke has an ice cream container full of bits and pieces in his garage or shed. It'll have some screws, maybe some nails, an assortment of nuts and bolts, some washers, and various other bits and pieces in it. And they'll be all mixed up and all in shambles, something like the picture above. Searching high and low in the ice cream container when working on an urgent job, our bloke can be heard saying something about sorting them out one day. However, one day never comes. I have to admit, I am your typical bloke and I have a few such containers, and I also have some very nicely organized containers as well. I have realized after talking to hundreds, maybe even thousands of people over the years, that a large number of people have their day-to-day household finances in a similar state, with the intention that one day they will sort things out. Now is not a good time. They're too busy trying to earn money to solve their week's financial crisis, or they're chasing some passion or dream, trying to ignore the money shambles. The problem is that not only is this one of the things that they intend to get postponed in lieu of the more entertaining activities, when you do decide, it really is time to sit down and sort things out. How difficult is it to work out what goes where? Is this expense a nut or a bolt? Maybe it's a nail. What container does it belong into? And if I were here, and if I put it here, will that allow me to get the outcome I want? You really want to achieve something beautiful that's easy to work with, and like an image below, do what you want it to achieve. The secret is to be able to group expenses with similar characteristics, just as you would all the same size washer, nuts, bolts, screws, etc. However, money is not like nuts and bolts. Over the years, I've seen so many different ways to group expenses. Maybe you could separate discretionary and non-discretionary expenses, or perhaps you could compare needs and wants. Then again, you could group according to business or personal, or by category such as food, clothing, transport, accommodation, and so on. All of these would give you an organized view of your expenses, but would that necessarily help you? I was working with a client on a spending plan recently, and I realized that this very topic was the source of a major problem. There was so much confusion, and my client had no idea of how to group things in order to take control over them. I was able to quickly and easily demonstrate how much power you get over expenses when you sort them according to the time cycle they fall due on. By grouping your expenses according to the time cycle they fall due on, you can create what I call a spending plan or a three-dimensional budget, and it makes a massive difference. You get to see your ideal bank account balance in advance, allowing you to always know when you have spare funds and when you need to pull back a little. You really will benefit from getting all your finances and your financial nails, nuts, screws, washers, and bolts in the right container, so don't put it off any longer. There is a lot of fun to be had when you're in control of your finances. It really is worth it. The next podcast will be focusing on the number one way that we spend our money. So this is from a series called The Six Expense Types, and we will discuss the first expense type in the next podcast. And this is Sherry Dumbrell from Essential Spending Planner, and we'll see you in the next podcast.